Senate panel advances Kash Patel's FBI nomination to floor vote. Washington, President Donald Trump's nomination of Kash Patel to be director of the FBI was advanced by the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on February 13, setting up a final vote by the full Senate that would enable him to take office. Patel, an attorney who served in several national security staff roles during the first Trump administration, was announced as Trump's nominee for the post on November 30, 2024. Trump had demanded that then-director Christopher Wray, whom Trump nominated and appointed during his first term in 2017, resign from his position amid criticism from conservatives of the FBI's investigative activities, which Wray did shortly before Trump's inauguration. By statute, the director of the FBI serves a 10-year term, though they serve at the pleasure of the president and may be dismissed at any time. Patel's nomination was advanced by the Senate Judiciary Committee in a 12-to-10 party line vote. A final vote on his nomination will require the Senate to vote to invoke cloture and then hold a maximum of 2 hours of debate. Many of Trump's other nominees for national security positions, such as Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, have received the Senate confirmation. "We will restore integrity, accountability, and equal justice to our justice system and return the FBI to its rightful mission, protecting the American people," wrote Patel on Truth Social following the announcement of his nomination in 2024. Patel's nomination hearing was held before the committee on January 30, where he faced 5 hours of questions from senators. The committee had been scheduled to vote on advancing his nomination on February 6, but Democrats on the committee invoked a rule to delay his nomination by 1 week. Patel has attracted opposition from Democrats in Congress who say his previous writings and media commentary suggest he will be retributive against Trump's political opponents, which Patel has denied. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin, who is also the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, has spoken out against Patel's nomination. "To think this man would be in charge of 38,000 FBI agents is frightening. His message in politics is to get even," Durbin said on the Senate floor on February 5. "Mr. Patel gives no quarter when he disagrees with someone," Durbin said at the hearing on February 13. "Mr. Patel has also displayed a startling disdain for the agency he's been nominated to lead," he added. Patel has denied all criticisms against him. During his confirmation hearing, he vowed not to target political opponents. "There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken by any FBI should I be confirmed as the FBI director," he said. It is unclear when Patel's nomination will be scheduled for a vote. The office of Senate Majority Leader John Thune did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Nathan Worcester contributed to this report.